endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as his sons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Discipline. That's a word you know, right? Discipline. A word you've heard many times. Well, do you know where that word comes from? Do you know what that word actually means? To be a disciple. That's where it comes from. The same word, disciple. But what is a disciple? What does it mean to discipline somebody? The root of that word is discipulus, which means disciple. And a discipulus is one who is docile, one who is teachable, one who is taught. And so when you receive discipline, you're being taught. That's the purpose of disciplining a child, isn't it? Remember when we had our children with us and how we work with them. When we slap their hands when they've taken something out of the cookie jar, what are we doing? Teaching them. That's discipline. When we see them in various circumstances in their lives and we're giving them little encouragements to go forward, even in positive senses, that's disciplining them. But also, if we are sons and daughters of God the Father, should we not expect discipline from him? He teaches. That's what the whole point of this latter part of chapter 12 in Hebrews is all about, that God treats us really as his sons and daughters, that he wants to teach us, that he wants to lead us steadily by the calm waters and to make sure that we don't fall into them. He wants to keep us safe and make sure that we arrive at the very end of our lives where he intends us to be. That's only by discipline. That's how a father shows love to his daughters and sons. That's how a mother shows that she really cares for the child who is in her arms. Disciplining. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. That's what it says there. But it says here, and my mom always reminded me of this passage of scripture when she was disciplining me. She would say, quoting here at the very end, it says, "But to those who have been trained by it, no discipline seems pleasant in the moment." I didn't want to be disciplined. I wanted to do whatever it was that I wanted. But it continues from there. But if we don't receive discipline, it is painful. But for those who have been trained by it, it brings forth the peaceful fruit of righteousness, which means the peaceful fruit of being able to live according to the right way of God. So when we receive discipline, when things don't go the way that we think that they should, when we recognize that we have trials in our lives, realize that in that moment, God is allowing something to enter into us to teach us. And if we're paying attention, if we're being good disciples, then we're able to learn. Whatever trial you're going through today, as you come forward to receive Jesus, say, "Lord, I don't know how you can teach me anything through this, for this trial that I'm going through, but I want to be your disciple. Teach me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.